Hello, everyone, and welcome to Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow. We are here to talk about all the Berlanti shit and the clusterfuck that goes on in the Berlantiverse, like 17 million shows, really only four that we're talking about right here, but whatever. I'm your host, Sir Cuss-A-Lot, Travis Pointer, and I am joined by my co-host, Mara the Shark Watkins.
Hello.
What's going on, Mara?
We have a special guest today.
Yeah, we have a special guest in the background that you might hear. Little Luna's here in the building, but, you know, if it happens, it happens. If not, whatever. We love the kids. How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. So we're here to talk about
short week today.
Yeah, we had a short week. And it's been actually a long week for me, so I'm kind of glad it was a short week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But let's go ahead and kick right into it because we got to get through this week in order to get to the next week, which is when we get our awesome crossover week that we've been waiting for all year. But let's go ahead and get into Supergirl.
Woohoo! Yeah. Monday.
This episode was called Darkest Places.
Yeah.
We kick things off with what appears to be, you know, Hank is just whooping Supergirl's ass for some reason. We don't even know what's going on, but for some reason, Hank or Jean Jones is whooping her ass because, you know, fuck her.
That was not okay.
Yeah, not at all. We find out that's not actually him. So, well, it was Hank. It was the actual real Hank, but, you know, there's that shit. But there's one thing that I've noticed throughout all these episodes, though, that I just want to mention that I really just don't want to see anymore. And I'm tired of it because I feel like they're just shoving it in for no reason. I really, really wish they would stop having her do that Superman pose.
Oh my god!
That shit with the little, you know, with the crazy hands on the hip fist thing when she goes into a building and shit. I'm like, I'm so tired of seeing that because it just feels like they just made it, just forced it in there for no fucking reason. And I hate it so much. I just want them to stop doing it.
I was just talking about that yesterday because we were watching, I was catching one of my friends up on a few episodes of Supergirl. And I mentioned, I was like, I hate when she fucking does that.
Yeah.
And just talking, it's just so fucking forced.
Yes, and I hate it. And it's just like, stop doing it. Just don't do it anymore. You are not Superman. And even when Superman does it, it's stupid. Don't do that shit.
Because she doesn't do it at the right time. She does it and then she continues it. And I'm just like, no. Like, yeah. Do it for a sec. Like,
I remember another episode when she was just showing up to talk to Lena Luthor and she just, you know, swooped into her building and stopped and did the pose before she started talking to her. And I'm like, why the fuck would you, that makes no goddamn sense.
You have to establish that you're strong and mighty.
God, I hate that, but I'm sorry. Let's get into what happened on Supergirl. I just need to talk about that because that drives me just insane. I can't stand the fact that she does that. But
shout out to our listener Shayna for also talking about that. So there you go. We spoke about it.
Hey Shayna, I don't know you, but you one of Mars people, so you must be cool. So you cool with me. But anyway, past that though, you know, we kick things off with, you know, Supergirl just getting her ass whooped by the actual Hank Henshaw. Henshaw was his last name, right? Did I make that up, or is that actually his name? Because
I'm pretty sure that's the best.
Okay, thing. Just making sure, because there's a good chance I just make shit up just to make things make sense in my head. But yeah, we'll find out that he's what we've been looking forward to, which is the cyborg Superman, which that bothered me because they did cyborg Superman without actually doing cyborg Superman, which
yeah,
like if you're, why would you do that and call him cyborg Superman? Why couldn't he just be like the cyborg? Say something like that. But the fact they used the term cyborg Superman bothered me.
Why? Because it was Hank and not actual Superman?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you do cyborg Superman, they should have made a cyborg out of the actual Superman. I hear you, Luna. That's what I'm saying. But, like, if you're going to do cyborg Superman, the cyborg should have half his face looking like Superman. Because you're going to do a reference to the comics like that, then do it right. Or at least act like you're trying to do it right, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I mean, I have no excuse. I was going to make an excuse and I'll have one.
That's the thing. Like, it was funny because when I was a kid, I remember reading that comic book, and it was like at a point where I didn't even know that Superman had died, you know, because it was like I knew comic books, but I didn't know him that well. And I saw that, and I'm like, wait, Superman died? And that made me go back and find other comics that show what happened to Superman. And I'm just like, oh. So Cyborg Superman came about after Superman died, and there's a whole lot of shit that happened with the comic book. You find out that's not actually like Superman and all that kind of shit. But anyway. Okay.
See, I didn't know all that, so thank you for that.
There's a lot of, I'll find that. It's like a whole comic book series that happens after Superman dies, you know, after the death of Superman, when Doomsday kills him, which, you know, they kind of tried to do in the movies that they didn't even do right there either, which I'm not going to get into that right now. But there's a whole series called Reign of the Supermen, where there's like, there's a Cyborg Superman. There's like a Man of Steel Superman that's literally made of steel. Superboy shows up at this point. Then there's the Last Son of Krypton, which is actually like this whole Superman with sunglasses kind of weird thing that happens and all that. So anyway, moving past that, the whole call himself Cyborg Superman thing, which, like I said, I hate. But anyway, they're all having this little, I like how they were having this little talk about Guardian and, you know, of course, Jimmy.
Try to villainize him.
Yeah, try to villainize him, but Jimmy's trying to defend him because clearly Jimmy's the Guardian, like we know. But, you know.
Alex finds out he's the Guardian.
Yeah, that happens.
Like, the look on her face was like, are you
like
kidding me?
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
What
the fuck? You saw that what the fuck face she made, which was entertaining to me because I understand. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, what are you doing?
Right, like, what were you thinking? And when, like, why are you going along with this? Is what she's pretty much trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we know Wynn went along with it because we all know that Jimmy was going to do it with or without him. So, like, all right, I'll do what I can to keep
him. You're going to die, might as well.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, they also have Mon-El, or was it going by Mike now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mon-El or Mike.
Rub my vagina in his face.
Do you know? What's this actor's name? Do you know? I don't remember.
Chris Woods. He was also in Vampire Diaries. So the past few weeks I've spent trying to figure out where the fuck I knew his face from, it's from Vampire Diaries.
All right, Chris Woods, a.k.a. Mon-El or Mike. Mara just said she's going to rub her vagina in your face / sit on your face.
I could rub my vagina on his face.
You said what?
Said I could rub my vagina on his face.
She's going to do it if she sees you in person. Just know. It's okay. I understand.
I mean, if he knows it's coming, it's all right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like me and Candace Patton got a thing going on. She just don't know it yet. But, exactly. Yeah. They were, you know, Cadmus catches, you know, or kidnaps Mon-El or Mike, and they're just using him as bait so they can get Supergirl.
Which sucks. And then they got her.
Yeah, of course. Because clearly it's set up, but she has no choice. They take her, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, it's because they really kind of just play on her weaknesses. And I mean, like, because aside from, like, Kryptonite, she does a lot of weaknesses for people in her life, and they know he's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
Can I also say in this episode where, so remember
no, you can't.
A couple weeks ago when I said, what?
Oh man, I really wish you people could see the look she just gave me. Can you just say what? I'm sorry. I was just being a dick. Go ahead.
Gotcha. Oh, so remember a couple weeks ago when I was saying like I could kind of saw like a slight romantic shit between Kara and Mike.
Yeah.
Then I was like, but not really. It'd be more of a brother sister thing.
Yeah, he clearly wants it.
Yes. And I called it like 2 weeks ago.
You did. Speaking of calling it, we'll talk about that when we talk about Flash in a minute. But
oh my gosh, yes.
But anyway, Yeah, that's called, you know, a tease. Yeah, you get that later.
But it's kind of funny. He was like, but it's you also realize how like inhuman or unhuman.
Inhuman. Wrong comic books.
You really kind of realize how unhuman.
Speaking of which, did you hear they're doing an inhuman like TV series?
I thought they. Oh, okay. So they're still doing that.
Well, they were gonna do a movie, but now they're gonna do a TV series. It's coming out next year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. On what channel though?
ABC.
Oh, okay. All right. But anywho, back to DC.
Mm-hmm. We might talk about that on the creation conversation. Check that out. Yeah.
You realize how unhuman Mike is because he goes, "Is Kara mated to anyone?"
Yeah, and I was just like, funny. "What?" That was funny.
It made me think of like, you know, what does he think we are? Like cattle? We just kind of just we're set up with someone.
Yeah, basically. Well, I mean, you know, arranged marriages outside the U.S. That's pretty common.
True.
Yeah. So, just the word he used was different, but yeah, he was talking about arranged marriages.
My aunt jokes around that I used to have an arranged marriage when I was younger.
You probably did. They just decided not to go through with it.
I was a wee little lass.
Yeah, yeah.
His name was Bo Jr.
There was this girl that I knew when I was younger, like when I was in preschool. I felt like my parents were trying to, like, work with her parents to set me up. This girl named Jessica. I was in preschool. Like, they just, like, I feel like thinking back, like they were trying to set us up. But, you know.
Maybe.
Who knows? And like I said, her name was Jessica. There was another Jessica that I actually did like back then, though, but it was the wrong Jessica. Mm. Anyway, moving forward, we're talking about comic book movies and shows now. Yeah. Not talking about Travis's preschool life.
But yeah, so I think it's funny that now they're starting to try to introduce that, you know, or introduce how much of a man killer that Kara is turning into.
Bruh.
If you think about it.
Bruh. Clearly.
She's like that girl who doesn't realize that everyone likes her, and then she's like, oh, I had no idea, but I don't feel that way.
No. That's the thing. She does know, and she does it anyway. Like, that's what's literally happened here. Like, she knows Wynn is into her, but she just doesn't give a fuck. She clearly knew Jimmy was into her. They went on dates and everything, and then she friend zoned him. Like, what the fuck?
So I wonder if she'll actually try and work something with Mike if she, you know, if she feels it there as well. Because we don't know how she feels. We just know how Mike feels.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's more up to her. He's more up to her speed if you think about it.
Yeah, kind of. But and I feel like what they're doing
it was a thing.
Go ahead.
It was a thing where, like, you know, when Clark and Lana were a thing, you know, he was scared to have sex with her because, you know, she's a human.
He might break her.
And he, you know. And so, like, I wonder if Monel is more suited towards her.
Wait. It's because I didn't watch Smallville. So you said Clark and Lana. Isn't Lana Luthor?
No. Different Lana.
Oh.
Lana Lang.
I'm like, yeah. What?
No. This is what I'm saying. This is what I don't understand, this whole Lana Luthor reference thing. I know, Luna. I know you don't understand it either. It's okay.
Yeah, man. Tell Luna it's gonna be all right. Like,
but until, like, you know, one episode where Lana Lang happened to get some powers, that's when they finally did it because he felt less threatened to hurt her.
They did it.
So it's like. I wonder if she would think about it because Mon-El is more suited to her lifestyle and physicalness.
Even though he has this weird allergy to lead, because that was convenient. Yeah.
I was just like, what you mean he has an allergy to lead? What the fuck?
That's like, oh, that's very convenient for this story. I get you.
If you can shoot him with a bullet.
Yeah, just like, shoot him with a gun because that's enough. Like, he's super strong and all that shit, but you can just shoot him.
Because, like, she shot him in the kneecap. I was like, what the fuck? That's, like, the most painful place to get shot. Yeah, man. Besides the face.
Could have shot him in the arm or something. Like, God.
Not in the knee.
Yeah, man. What else? Oh, we got this whole thing with Alex and Maggie going on here where, you know, Maggie is still friend-zoning Alex and shit, but...
But then she still wants to be cool as shit. I'm like, no, bitch. It don't work that way.
Oh. Oh, so you admit that it doesn't work that way. Because, you know, girls do that shit all the time to us. Like, we'll just be friends and blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah, okay. You know I want to be actually, like, be with you and shit. And you just like, I just see you as a friend. And blah, 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 blah.
I think for their situation, it doesn't work. Because, you know, she kind of was like,
There's always an excuse.
Yes, there is always an excuse. We will always have an excuse. Because she, you know, and Alex like lists them out. She's like, you know, you kind of pseudo make me come out to Kara and everyone, you know, and you made me think that there was a reason, there was a thing with you and I, and then you say no because I'm just too new for you. And I'm just like,
I feel like that was like a subtle way of her saying like, yo, you haven't been with any girls yet, so I don't think you can make me come.
I don't think you eat the box right.
Yeah, man. Like, that's what it sounded like to me. Maybe I'm just a perv, but that's what it sounded like to me.
But I would rather heard her say that than be like, oh, I just want to be your friend, but I'm happy you came out to your sister after I asked you to.
Basically, like, she did, like, tell her to do it, basically.
She was like, there's a drink on me when you come out to your sister about stuff. I'm like, the fuck?
Yeah, they're basically saying, like, yeah, we have a date after you do that. Like, that's what that sounded like to me.
And then it's like, but wait, no, this is not a date.
Yeah.
Poor Lexi. I mean, Alex.
Yeah. What else happened? Oh, we have this whole thing between Jean and McGann, because he figured out that McGann's a white Martian.
I was wondering how long it was going to take. But see, this episode, like, you know how we kind of said that this episode was probably going to be a filler?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was.
It was a setup. It's mostly a setup episode.
Yeah. But, you know, because I was wondering how long they were going to hold out that, you know, Megan was a white Martian. But, you know, when he had to have that blood transfusion, I was like, okay, so how long until that shit starts to work bad, because I know it's like taking B positive blood and then giving it to an A negative person.
Yeah.
Like something like bad shit's gonna happen.
Yeah, he's like losing his shit. And it's like, you know, what the fuck?
He almost shot an innocent person from the DEO.
Yeah.
But like my thing was that was confused episode, because you know, we have the John Jones that looks like Cyborg Superman, and then we have actual John Jones who's actually losing his shit. And I thought, you know, a little bit, there was like one point I think I might have lapsed in attention for like a couple minutes, and I thought, you know, at first I was like, oh, is this because of what, I was like, is it because they let him go? Like, I was like, what the fuck is happening? And then I realized, this is the blood shit.
Yeah. But yeah, like his whole thing of him hating the white Martian and all that kind of shit. I'm like, yep, white people suck on Mars too. I didn't mean that. It's okay. I got white friends. Y'all are cool. But
no, this is not. That's not how it works, Travis. Your best friend being white doesn't mean anything. Those of you who don't know, his best friend is literally white.
Well, actually, no. Not my best friend is in white, but like I have white friends. I have a couple white friends, like two, but still.
But yeah, as we lose all our white followers.
Oh, white people, I love you. I do. Like, white people wrote comic books, so y'all are cool. Like, comic books exist because of white people. Y'all all right. I like video games too. There's a lot of white people that work on video games. I love you.
Please don't unfollow us.
I love y'all. I'm trying to tell you. Like, it's all right. I love everybody. That's not true, but I like y'all.
Most of y'all.
Yeah, man. Most of y'all. I'm not even going to say all of y'all. I like most of y'all. I'm not going to lie to you and say I would absolutely love every single one of you as a person, but, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of you out there who, if you actually spent time with me, wouldn't like me as a person, but, you know.
Yeah, you can be a real dick.
I can be a lot. There's times I'm a dick. I know it. Anyway.
But anywho, back to you.
Yeah, we're talking about Supergirl right now. But yeah, Jean is pissed because he found out McGann's a white Martian. And he's like, yo, dude.
I mean, I'd be pissed too. Like, but I see it from both sides. I understand, one, why she would hide herself. But yeah. I, too, would also understand the anger from Jean.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yo, they should have burnt your shit. And I was like, whoa.
Well, my thing is, okay. I can see her idea of like, you know, I'm trying to do better than what my people were doing. But at the same time, I'm looking at him like, yo, like, she hasn't harmed you. She actually saved your life, dude. Like, I need you to chill for a minute. I know so many of the people like her killed your people, but she didn't do it, you know? So it's just like, you know, it's just like, you know, like I was saying, all white people don't suck. But there are plenty who do, so you gotta like be able to look at him like, all right, this one's all
right. Right. What a greatly made argument.
Like Johnny Jones Grucius, Johnny's all right. That's my nigga.
+3.
Yeah, man. So yeah.
The third to our menage a trois.
We did find out, though, that blood is actually turning Jean into a white Martian. Because you saw his hand, like, turning white and shit. And he's, yeah.
Yeah. What happens to him at that point? Does he stop being, like, John Jones? Or does he just become John Jones, who is now a white Martian?
Well, his Martian Manhunter suit won't fit anymore.
Oh, well, that's a fact.
Yeah, that's a thing. But other than that, I really don't know what really changes, other than, like, the way he looks. They haven't really established anything about like him changing who he is. I mean, he's going crazy because he's seeing things, but.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, but being crazy and seeing things, I don't know if that has anything to do with, you know, white Martian-ness.
Or the transfusion shit.
Well, I'm sure the transfusion shit has something to do with him seeing things, but I'm saying, like, him actually being a white Martian won't inherently make him a bad person. And maybe it's just, you know, it changes.
He gonna look fucking ugly.
Yeah, it just changes his Martian appearance because white Martians are like grotesque looking but things. Ugly. Yeah.
Yeah,
but so we'll see.
But next week.
Wait. There's one more thing because Cyborg Hank got into the Fortress of Solitude.
Yes, he went to the Fortress.
Yeah, because they took Kara's blood at some point, and he was, like, using her blood to do some shit. So
I totally forgot about that, because they really made they kind of made the Cyborg Superman thing a little bit minute, which is why I was just like, it felt really filler.
Yeah, man, that's so disappointing to me. That's what I'm saying. Like, Cyborg Superman was so big in the comics that they're just like, yo, really?
I think what will happen is he'll be a lot bigger in the second half of the season, I would imagine. I know this Cadmus shit ain't over.
Yeah, that too. Also, I forgot to mention, can we talk about how somehow Jimmy is able to fight, like, hand-to-hand with a Navy SEAL and win?
Yeah, I don't know how.
I don't get that.
Getting his ass kicked like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, like, I don't get it. Somehow, Jimmy Olsen, with his, you know, he has some self-defense training and shit, but he's able to fight a Navy SEAL hand-to-hand and win. I don't get it, but whatever. I'll take it because comic books.
The same way how What's-His-Face can control his solar power on Legends.
Yeah, fucking Haywood Hope. Like, 1 week, like, I have no idea how to control this power and turn it on, but the next week, all of a sudden, he can do it at will. Because comic books, because, you know, whatever the fuck. But yeah, anyway, back to Hank and him getting to the Fortress of Solitude and then using Kara's blood to access the computer system. Like, yeah. Tell me about about Project or, like, Program Medusa. Or
him until he was like
something Medusa. Like, all right, what the fuck is Medusa? Is there, like, a lot of snakes coming on and some shit?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, what is this? But it was funny because that the robot that, you know, protects Fortress was like, "Hey, I will kill you if you don't chill out." Like, I was just like, "Just fucking do it. Don't give him three fucking warnings. Just
Yeah,
do
man.
it."
You clearly he's not supposed to be here, so just attack now instead of giving him time to override your system and shit. And I feel like that's faulty programming from Superman. So tell Superman to do better and shit like this won't happen. I blame Superman.
Right? It's kind of just like, you just took, just because he put some blood on his hand, you're just gonna take that?
Clearly the system is flawed and it's Superman's fault, so talk to your man.
I will when he gets home.
Yep, give him a call. I'm like, hey, you fucking up.
Hey, boyfriend, you need to fix that shit.
Yeah, that's your nigga. So I need you to get him set. But yeah, anything else from this show you want to talk about? Anything from Supergirl at
Nope.
all?
Nope. I'm just looking forward to the crossover.
Yeah, that's next week. We'll talk about that after we finish talking about this week's episode of Flash.
Okay. Which I'm more excited to talk about.
Yeah, this episode was actually a lot of fun. I enjoy this a lot. This episode was called Killer Frost, and it was directed by Kevin Smith. And I will continue to sing the praises of Kevin Smith because, like I've said before, I love him more than many relatives of mine.
He
So
gets a boner for Kevin Smith,
I do.
pretty
I really
much.
do. And it's kind of bad, but I don't care. Whatever. Judge me. Fuck you. Yeah. We see a whole lot of Savitar, the god of speed. Find out he's actually the one that's, you know, pulling the strings behind the scenes. Alchemy is just doing what the fuck he tells him to do.
Alchemy is just a patsy.
Yeah, man. Alchemy is Savitar's bitch.
What can you do?
But yeah, we got.
But yeah, I lost my train of thought. I'm not gonna lie for a moment. Sorry, guys. So Caitlin, so this is what me and my, because me and my friend were watching it. Well, me and Shayna were watching it yesterday, and the one
Shouts out
thing,
to Shayna.
huh?
Says shouts out to Shayna.
Right, she's also our special guest who's not here, but she's here in spirit.
Whoop whoop.
And one thing we were kind of like, why is it that the frost power is making her evil? You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know how there's character. Wait, I know where you're gonna go with that. So, you know, they're making it seem like, you know, she has a frost power, an ice power, and it's just, and that's making her evil. But why is it that, like,
I don't think it's really making her evil. It's just making her irrational. Like, so, like, the powers are, like, fucking with her head. So she's just not thinking clearly. So, like, everything that's happening, like, yo, this is fucked up. This happened to me right now. And the things that she says to Barry are actually true. And I'm so glad that there's somebody in the show calling Barry out on his bullshit. Like,
Like, how can I fix this? And it's like, I don't want you to do shit.
yeah, like,
Every
dude,
time you do anything, something fucks up more.
fucking Barry. Like, clearly, like, people in the show are finally saying, fucking Barry. Like, we know all this that's happening to us right now is your goddamn fault. And it's just like, there was this little scene when Iris gives him a pep talk, like, oh, this isn't your fault, blah, 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 blah. And he comes out and
Yes,
says,
it is.
yes, it is.
Yes,
And
it
he's right. Yes, it is your fault. Your selfish shit. Yes, your mother got killed by Reverse Flash, and you went back and saved her. And because of that, you got Wally over here in a fucking cocoon. You got Caitlin over here, like, with Killer Frost shit and freezing shit, like, and trying to kill Julian because she wants Alchemy to take her powers away. You got a dead brother, Cisco, and all this shit, all because you said, no, I don't want my mother to be dead. And you go back
I
and you
want
save
my
her.
mommy to tuck me into bed.
Basically, like, yeah, it could be a little bitch. She died. I'm sorry. I know that's not just that simple, but still, like, it happened.
Yeah, so.
And I can't definitively say that I wouldn't have done the same thing, but hey, I don't have speed force power, so you'll never know. But So now, because I don't have these powers, I can go ahead and cast Judgment on Barry, because fuck him. So, yeah, I'm glad that somebody called him out on his shit, and that Cisco didn't readily come out and say, yes, I forgive you, because, you know, he had that
talk. It makes me kind of sad that he doesn't kind of forgive him right now.
Well, see, I mean, I understand that he doesn't, because literally Barry is the reason why his brother is dead.
True. We were talking about this, and it was like, you know, it'd be different, though, because it was, so, remember, there's like a big gap of time, you know, that Barry kind of isn't aware of because of the change, if you kind of think about it, in a sense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like within the time that, you know, Dante died and stuff like that. So how do we know, like, in the actual, like, the original timeline that Dante still wouldn't have died within those 4 months?
Yeah, that's what Iris was saying. But at this point in, you know, the other timeline, Dante wasn't dead yet. So in that timeline, he would have still been alive, and they wouldn't have had that whole thing of a reason to be pissed at Barry.
And then I also wonder, it's kind of like, because, you know, like in the original timeline, you know, Dante and Cisco aren't that close. Like, they go years without talking and all that stuff. And because, you know, they don't see eye to eye on things. So it's kind of like, I understand, like, in this timeline, they must have been a lot closer in the fact that,
you know. Well, I can say, as someone who's not especially close with his brother, even though you're not, like, you know, super close with your family, it's just like, well, especially your brother.
It still sucks, yeah.
It's still my brother. Like, I talk to him on occasion. Normally, it's just like, yo, hey, I got this fantasy football thing going on. I don't know what to do. What's your advice here? Like, I just talk to him about random shit like that every now and then. We're not especially close right now, but he's still my brother. So, if he died, I'd be sad. I'd be all fucked up on the inside because my brother died. And I'd be like, Barry, go back and save my motherfucking brother. What are you doing with your life? And, you know, he'll tell me no. And then I'll tell him all kind of motherfuckers and bitches until he did it. And he's going to go back and save my brother.
I'm not trying to take away from Cisco's sadness. I just feel like a lot of the blame, like a lot of the anger and disdain towards Barry wouldn't be as much as it would be in the original. Oh, it was more than it would be in the original timeline. That's just my saying.
I mean, but, yeah. You know. I mean, because Keith, if it was the original timeline, he hadn't fucked everything up yet. So, you know.
And then, like, because it was also kind of like, you know, in the original timeline, how do we know that within those months, you know, Caitlin wasn't already kind of, like, affected by the particle blast?
We don't
know. And she wasn't going to change.
You're right. Exactly. You're right. We don't know that. So it could have been anything. We have no idea what was going on with Caitlin. She could have very well been like this all along. That is entirely possible. But
yeah,
there were a lot of points that she brought up during this episode that were like spot on. Like when she was chewing Barry out, just like, yeah, tell Cisco what's going on. Tell him the truth. Don't hide things from us anymore. Even though they told him not to tell them anything else about the original timeline.
Right.
Which they said in the, you know, in the last episode when they were like, why didn't you tell us about Wally? You told me not to.
Right.
So
speaking of Wally.
Yeah, speaking of Wally and his cocoon and shit, coming out the cocoon, being all Kid Flash and shit. And they were like, we got to go save him. And they talk. He basically talks to Caitlin and like, all right, look, Caitlin, Killer Frost chick. Like, yo, I'm going to let you out. Boom, you're free. But in order to get out of here, you got to kill me. It snaps her out of it. It works and all that. I have to be honest, though. Part of me wanted to see her do it. Like, I want her to go evil. Like, I don't know why, but I do know why. Because it would change the whole dynamic of that team. And I want some shakeup going on because it just seems.
I told you it wasn't gonna happen,
but I wanted to, and I know you said it wasn't gonna happen, but I want it to happen. I want a shakeup. Because it's still the same.
You still think they're going to do it?
I do. And I want them to. Like, I want her to go evil. Because the thing is, like, yeah, they brought her back for now. But I still think, because they said Alchemy still has plans for her. And Savitar still has plans for her. And I think that's the foreshadowing of what's to come. And she's still going to go full evil because, like, you know, shake up the team. Shake up the show. Because they can't stay stagnant or it will get boring.
True.
So having her go evil changes the whole dynamic and keeps it interesting. So, yes, I want Caitlyn to go evil. I really do.
What about you guys? Do you guys want to see Caitlyn go evil? Do you want to see them to stay the same?
Yes, yes. You let us know that. Let us know that. Comment below. You too, Shayna. Like, comment below. Talking to you directly. Because we know one person by name who watches this show. So, yes. Shayna, what's her last name?
Kessler.
I think I knew that. Shayna Kessler, comment below whether or not you want us to know, you know, whether or not you want Caitlin Snow to go full Killer Frost evil. Because she, like, froze Barry up a few times, which made me laugh. Like, she did it with a kiss. And that's so evil. How evil do you have to be?
We were like, that was super extra.
Well, you remember, and like, so I think it was season one or season two when they were having that talk and they had this little moment for a second. And they, like, yeah, and they were like, and they were just like, ah, no. That's not what we are. And then she kisses him and frees him with a kiss. Like, God damn it. I'm telling Iris. Oh. And she's going to be mad and break up with Barry, and then she's all mine.
She's going to be mad for, like, over stuff that happened, like, seasons ago.
I would gladly be her rebound guy.
You're the worst.
I know.
But yes, but on to the biggest part of the episode.
Bruh, did we call it or did we call it?
We kept calling it.
Did we call it or did we call it? Julian is Alchemy.
I mean, come on. They played Malfoy in Harry Potter. He was like one of the most hated characters aside from Lord Voldemort and his father. We all knew he was fucking Alchemy.
You knew this better than you know Harry Potter better than I do, but I'll go with you on that one because I'm watching this show and I'm like, yeah, he randomly shows up and he hates metas and he disappears last week when Alchemy shit is going on. Clearly this dude is Alchemy or he at least has something to do with it. And I'm like, yep, he is definitely Alchemy. He goes into the drawer, pulls out the mask and shit. Julian is Alchemy.
I actually think it's an involuntary thing, though, because he first said, leave me alone.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't want. He's Alchemy, not by choice. He is not Alchemy by choice at all. We know this. Savitar is making him do this shit, but he's still Alchemy. Just like the DA, how we knew that the DA was the vigilante. And we know we'll find out this soon on Arrow that her boyfriend has something to do with fucking Prometheus. We know this. We know this. I'm going to call this now. We're going to find out that the boyfriend of Felicity has something to do with Prometheus. I'm telling you this now. And then they're going to find out some shit. And she's going to lose her shit. And she's not going to trust anybody. But I'll be there. So she has a shoulder to cry on.
Right.
But
you just taking all the women of DC.
I don't want them all. See, here's the thing. I don't want them all. Except for Supergirl. I just want Candace Patton and Emily Bett Rickards. Those are the two that I want. Those are the two that I want.
So no to Vixen?
Hmm?
So no Vixen?
Oh, shit. You're right.
There's a girl on every show except for Supergirl.
I don't know. Maggie's kind of hot, too.
Oh, my God.
I'd say McGann, but she's a Martian, so it's just like, I don't know the DNA will mix. But yeah, Maggie's pretty hot, too. Yeah, there is actually one on every show.
Her parts might not be the same.
They either. Might not. They just might not match up. You're right. I say, when they transform into humans, do they, like, take all the parts?
I would imagine so.
Like, does she have a human vagina?
I would imagine so.
Does it, like, react like a human vagina, though?
Huh?
does it react like a human vagina?
Probably.
I'm saying, like, if I can't make those things happen to her, I don't know if I'll be okay. That's part of what gets me off, too. Why am I talking about this right now? Anyway.
Drunk, Travis.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Don't judge me. But anyway. We're talking about Killer Frost here and Caitlin, how the powers are driving her fucking nuts and shit. And yeah. They bring her back. But-
That reveal for Alchemy just made me so excited.
It did. I was just like, yep, we were right. We were right. Hashtag creation was right.
Pat myself on the back.
Pat, pat, pat. I'll pat you on the back and I'll pat me on the back because we were right.
Hey.
Because we called that shit. We know what the fuck we're talking about around here. It's almost like we watch TV a lot, so we know what the patterns.
Pretty much. But now can we talk about the crossover?
Bro, promo? We can talk about the crossover all you want right now because, yeah.
I just want to say I'm excited for it.
Aliens and aliens and aliens. It's not what I thought the crossover was going to be, but I think there's going to be a crossover in the second half that has to do with what I think the crossover is. But this crossover has to do with Cadmus doing some weird shit. I'm sure it has to do with, you know, Hank being at the Fortress of Solitude and whatever Medusa is, and they need people's help. So the whole crew next week is going to be in on this shit, and they're going to be stopping Medusa.
They got aliens. They got Slade Wilson. Yeah, oh, it's like, going to be crazy. No,
bruh, Slade is in this shit. Like, what the fuck is Deathstroke doing? And how did he get out?
That's even bigger. That's even a better question.
I mean,
like, who put your ass out?
Dude, it's fucking Deathstroke. Like, who knows? We'll find out, I'm sure.
He'll be like, let me out.
Yeah.
I walked out.
Be like Negan on Walking Dead, little pig, let me out, you know?
Oh my God.
Are you caught up on The Walking Dead?
We're not talking about that right now.
Okay, we won't talk about that now. We'll talk about that on another show. The Creation Conversation. We'll be talking about The Walking Dead on there. Check it out. But, yeah, this crossover, though. Like, bruh. Heroes and aliens all week. All week. We've been waiting on this all year.
Shayna had a guess as to someone who'd show up, but I forgot who it was because that was, like, last night. And I've had, like, a million other thoughts come to mind that I forgot about.
Well, we'll see. But yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all crossover. Everybody on the show at the same time, four nights. What a time to be alive. Jesus.
A said future.
Woo.
I don't think I even work any of those days. So I'm probably going to be home just watching. Yep, nope. I don't, well, I work there.
You said what?
I said I don't work any of those days except for Thursday.
No, you're sick on Thursday.
Well, I can't do that shift anyway because I won't. There will be no one to watch my baby, so looks like I'm out of it anyway.
Yeah, there you go. Like just like all week, like nope, I can't come into work. My leg hurt.
My leg.
Yeah, my leg hurt. Hey, Travis, you had to be here 3 to 11. Nah, my leg hurt.
Can't drive cars.
Yeah, man. My leg hurt. I need my legs to drive. Yeah, you know.
Oh, that's awesome. But that's all I have to say.
Yeah, no. I just can't wait. We've been waiting on this for so long. Ever since Comic-Con, when they verified that it was going to be a four-show crossover. Even though we kind of knew they were going to do it, because they kind of have to do it.
Yeah, because they do them with all the shows, so that it was only bound that, you know, that they crossed it over four ways.
Yeah, but we've been waiting on it. They verified it in Comic-Con, and so we've been waiting on it. And here it is, next week. Who's ready for it? What are you folks looking forward to? Let us know in the comments. Like, what do you think is going to happen next week in Heroes and Aliens, the four-episode crossover?
Woo!
Yeah. Anything else you wanted to touch on, though, before we get out of here?
Boobies.
You said what?
Boobies. I just wanted to say that.
You said boobies?
Yeah.
Oh, we all love boobies, but... Since we're talking about that, though, who has the best titties in the show? In the Berlantiverse. Who has the best titties in the Berlantiverse?
You guys can also comment below about that.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Who has the best titties in the Berlantiverse?
I honestly would probably say Felicity. Because it's funny enough, out of all the women on the show, I haven't really looked at the chest area. It's mostly the butt area.
The
and
booties.
Felicity has a very...
Like, yo,
and Felicity
they
has a nice booty.
They all have like, great booties. Like, it's just... Like, yo. Did Felicity you all, like, really have nice them all when they came in the audition? Like, all right, turn around. Let's see your booty. Like... But you're right.
Like, whenever Felicity wears a dress, I'm just like, oh, my God, her butt is so awesome.
Yes. That Felicity in the dress is why I said her and Candace Patton are, like, just... Yeah. Wife material. And then Candace Patton is mostly because, like, I follow her on Instagram and Snapchat and shit, and she, like, legitimately, like, makes me laugh. Like, oh, she's cool as fuck. And she fine as shit. Yeah, I want her. Candace Patton, hit me up. Instagram, Twitter, Sir Cussalot, SIR_CUSSALO. TT, Instagram, and Twitter. I love you.
Am I saying mine now?
Yeah, hit yours up too. Like, yeah, hit Mara up, Instagram, Twitter, all that shit. Where can they find you?
Instagram and Twitter at MaraTheShark_ on both.
Spell it out.
MaraDashark_.
Yeah, that's Mara. The Shark, not Mara the Shark.
D-A. Yeah, we got ghetto with it.
We got extra hood on you because we can do that shit.
And because deadass, I'm from New York.
And she said deadass. But, oh man, but that's going to be it though for this week on Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow. As always, I am your host, Sir Cussalot, Travis Pointer, with Mara the Shark Watkins, and we will see you same time next week after this crossover. Until Woo-hoo. Next time, stay creative, stay free.